Welcome to Let It Be Easy with Susie Moore.
At the moment, I'm having so much fun teaching a new course that I've created called Life Coach Success School. I love this course, and whether you're in it or not, whether you're a coach or not, today's episode will be valuable for you. One principle that we teach in Life Coach Success School is essentially the question, what's the difference between Coach A and Coach B? Now, Coach B is an excellent natural coach, skilled, talented, helps others drive positive change. When she works with people, there is a transformation that takes place. It's powerful, it's magical. This woman is born to coach. Coach B may be similar in all the ways, but what Coach B is really good at is putting herself out there, talking about her work, saying she's open for business. Coach A doesn't do that. She's an excellent coach, but she's not coaching very much. She can say she's too busy. She can say she doesn't know where to start. She can throw up any reasonable sounding excuses. But what she really knows is that she's not letting herself down. She's letting down the people who need her. So which are you, Coach A or Coach B? In fact, look, I don't make the rules and this isn't fair, but the person who's out there allowing themselves to be seen and heard by speaking up and sharing what they do, they actually get to make more of an impact because they're visible. It's nothing to do with the quality of their work or how talented or skilled they are. They're just willing to do the things required to help more people. So the moral of this podcast today is simple. You do know what you're talking about. You are capable. You are meant to do the things that light you up, to fulfill the desires of your heart. You're probably just not speaking up. You're probably just not joining the conversations. You're probably just not allowing yourself to be visible. If I went back in time to when I was even a newer life coach, I would tell myself this: you do know what you're doing. You can help others. Speak up. Even if you're uncomfortable, join the conversation. Let people know who you are, what you do, and how you can help. It's no secret that men tend to dominate airtime in meetings. Men just naturally speak more. There's more data and statistics around this than, gosh, so much else. And it's proven too that whoever often just speaks up in a conversation is considered a leader. It doesn't make what they have to say or what they have to share any more valuable or better or more intelligent or more correct. It just means that the person who's willing to speak up is seen as the person with the solutions, although there is no correlation between the quality of what they say and how often they speak. So, where can this be true for you right now? Maybe it's at home. Maybe it's not in a professional setting. Maybe it's setting boundaries with friends. Maybe it's speaking up and joining a conversation that's happening online where you have something to contribute to the conversation. You do know what you're doing, and so speak up. Be more confident. My mother-in-law actually told me this too recently when she was visiting. She said, you know, I wish I made some certain investments when I was younger. I just thought, gosh, do I really know what I'm doing? Should I be speaking up? And look, we don't live for our regrets and we don't focus on them, but sometimes our past can very accurately inform our present. Where have you maybe looked back in life and thought, gosh, I wish I spoke up. I wish I, you know, I represented myself a bit more. I wish I, you know, wasn't so afraid. I wish I didn't hold back. My friends, this is your life. It's happening now and no one can do it for you. Don't be afraid to be seen and heard. Until tomorrow, my friends, so much love and ease. Hey friend, I've got something really cool for you. I want to give you free access to my signature course called Slay Your Year, which typically sells for $997. You can check it out, all the details at slayyouryear.com. All you have to do to get access is leave a review of this podcast on Apple Podcasts, take a snapshot of it, and send it to info@suzy-moore.com. That's info@suzy-moore.com, and we'll get you set up with access.